achieving what no administration has ever achieved before.
Just black and white.
And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached. That's what I get out of it.
This is the truth.
By these radical left lunatics.
This is Danny Land.
All right, here we go. 12 podcasts in, my friend. And let's be honest here. The magic has returned. Forgive me for the self-indulgence, but this podcast is freaking great, and it should be. I'm a little odd, kind of a recluse, but I'm talented. I have been given a gift. The name is Danny Chekalinski. This is Danny Land. 90% of the world is stupid. You are part of the 10%. I'm seated comfortably here at my desk. I call it the dungeon in the basement. Willoughby, Ohio, 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. I've traveled this country doing morning radio for many years. I'm retired. I'm happy. I don't have any children. I haven't dated since October 23rd of 2011. I've been divorced twice. I'm pretty much an open book. I've made many mistakes in life, but the thing is, it's given me incredible insight, and I share that with you. All right. We're going to get to some of your emails, especially the one that wants to know if a rumor about something I did in high school is true. Kobe Bryant's story. Ugh, man. Tragic, sad, heartbreaking. But maybe there's a message in it for all of us. Grammys were Sunday. Everybody's talking about one artist in particular. How do you make sure you don't get it? We'll tell you. And, they found the penis man, and they arrested him in Tempe. I think we talked about this in a previous podcast, but this sounds like an excuse for me to call the Tempe police, and we will do just that. Oh, let's start with a medical update, okay? Every Monday, I'm getting tests done, or I'm seeing a doctor. Now, this past Monday, I needed to get four vials of blood for some tests, and I also had to give get an ultrasound on my liver. Ultrasound, that was first, that went great. So I went to go give the blood, all right? So they started on my right arm. They got two vials and then nothing left. They're like, can you give us some more? I'm like, well, what? I'm just sitting here. You got the needle in my freaking arm. So my check engine light never came on. I didn't know why they weren't getting the blood. So again, they started at the right. So then they move over to the left arm. They finally filled two. They finally filled two more, but I take Eliquis. It's a blood thinner. I walk out of there and I had more bandage. I had so many bandages on. I looked like the Michelin man. My cousin was my ride. He was driving me around. That's what my family does. They drive me around on Mondays for medical procedures. And I come walking out. He's like, I had bandages. Like, what the hell happened to you? Perhaps you know my medical doctors. I think they're right here.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard. Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
You think I'm making this up? What do we have here? Let me look at the calendar. Next Monday, we got the eye doctor. We've waited 3 months for that appointment. Following Monday, they're going to remove some growth that's on the back of my neck. TMI? Sorry. Monday after that, then the gastroenterologist is going to tell me what's wrong with my liver. I spent $600 today on prescriptions at Walgreens. You know, it's a bad sign when the lady's ringing up your bill and she goes, oh, and she gets really quiet. She goes, did you know that there's, you know, what your bill's going to be? I'm well aware of it. I'm an organ donor, too. I pity the person. Yeah, when it gets to be that time, they're going to go, I don't think so. I don't think so. All right. One of the biggest stories in a while, the death of Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant often traveled in a private helicopter. At 9:06 Sunday morning, his helicopter took off from John Wayne Airport in Orange County, near where Kobe and his wife and four daughters lived. Police got the 911 call at 9:47 a.m. that there was a crash just outside of Los Angeles in Calabasas, which ignited a brush fire.
South of 101 helicopter went down.
56 responders, including paramedics and sheriff's deputies, hiked through the steep terrain in an attempt to rescue those on board.
We had one helicopter flying to the incident with firefighter paramedics on board. Those paramedics were hoisted down to the incident early into the incident. They did a search of the area for survivors. Unfortunately, all on board were determined to have been perished.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant, one of the, God, 40 years old for crying out loud, going to be inducted into the NBA Basketball Hall of Fame, excuse me, coming up this this summer. Like I said, one of the greatest players in NBA history. I'm 56 years old. Well, I'm going to be 56. You know, it's a bad sign when you don't know how old you are. How old are you? Not sure. I saw his entire career. The ups, the downs, the allegations, championships. Los Angeles, that city, absolutely loved him. Played for the Lakers his entire career, if you didn't know. And the city, quite frankly, was in shock.
I don't think anybody believed that this was true. How could someone who is so invisible happen to him?
It's really sad to see him go out like this and his daughter. You know, it definitely affects the entire city of L.A.
I'm a diehard Laker fan. It's a sad thing that happened, and you can see the support that he's getting from around L.A. We love Kobe. I mean, he's a living legend.
I've been a diehard Kobe fan all my life, so this is devastating. It's shocking. It's just gut-wrenching. My heart goes out to his family and his other children as well. But this is just so surreal.
Yeah, really. Yeah, Kobe. And the thing, Kobe Bryant was like one of those, I call them one-word celebrities, like Madonna, Gaga, Kareem, Kobe. Kobe flew in a lot of helicopters. That was pretty much his primary preference or choice of travel. He did it. I didn't realize this until I did the research for you, friends. I pay attention to the news so you don't have to. Kobe, he would fly around L.A. on helicopters to spend more time with his family. Now, here's some audio you're not going to hear anywhere else. Kobe explaining why he prefers helicopters.
Right, and I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because I was sitting in traffic, and this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do, fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because, like, you know, you have road trips and times where you don't see your kids, man, right. You know? So, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in the car, like, I want that.
All right, now follow me on this, friends, right? It's kind of important right here. Wait, I know. You saw it. I saw it. We were hurt, sad, didn't understand. I think it's because we all have a hard time realizing that there's going to be a day when we're going to die. Sad things like this happen each and every day. These things are happening right now as I speak. When my father passed away back in 1999, 57 years old, that's a couple of years. I'll be there in a couple of years if I make it. I didn't understand why the world didn't stop. What about the 35-year-old husband, father of three, that gets killed by a drunk driver? That happens all the time as well. This ESPN host said it better than anybody said it, in my opinion.
Today's a tough day. Today's a hard day. And I hope that everybody at home, you give that person next to you whatever thing you have wrong in your life with them. If this might be small or big, let that shit go. Doesn't matter. I know I curse. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
None of that stuff matters, man. This is it's about life.
Yeah. It's not something easy to discuss, but let me give you a different perspective, all right? Follow me. Back in 2015, I had a heart block. I didn't have a pulse for 90 seconds. Yeah. All right. We've talked about this before. What did I learn? Well, I should be doing a lot of things that got me in that position, but that's another time. There's a different level of reality, a different level of existence that contains unexplainable beauty and peace. All right? What if those on the helicopter, specifically, what if Kobe and his daughter, what if they weren't scared? What if they were together for a reason? What if they didn't suffer? What if they just moved on to the next level together? The story changes. It's more of a lesson. More of a dose of reality, I guess. It's more of a reminder that we should be preparing ourselves for our day. It's coming. It won't be on the news. It won't be at the Grammy Awards. It's coming. That's the way that I choose to look at it. All right, you want to be silly? Of course. You want to be crazy? You want to be crazy with a K and it's spelled backwards, or it's a K backwards that's written in crayon by a kid from kindergarten? That's what goes through my head. Let's at Radio Danny on Facebook. We're doing emails now. We're doing emails. Radio Danny on Facebook.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right. Jump online and write to a friend and stay in touch forever. It's online.
I hope you enjoyed that little theme for the emails, because I'm getting freaking sick of it. I really am. Radio Danny on Facebook, as we said. Excuse me, friends. Radio Danny on Facebook. This comes from one of my high school classmates, so I got to be really careful here. Did you really have a master key to the high school? All right. I graduated. Strongsville High School is where I went to school, okay? Strongsville is 20 miles south of Cleveland. I'm in Willoughby, Ohio right now. I'm 20 miles east of Cleveland, just to give you an understanding of the layout of the land. I graduated from Strongsville in 1982. Now, I actually obtained the master key from a teacher. My friend Marek and I did not, and we're not going to mention last names here, okay? We didn't care for this guy. It rhymed with Mr. Pershnicki. So, a high school friend of mine, and you know who you are, if you're listening, and you should be, he took the keys off his desk, because he left his keys on top of his briefcase and class changes, and rhymes with Mr. Pershnicki, allegedly, would be outside watching people. And, you know, let's be honest, he was looking at the high school girls with his tight pants. Creep. So the friend gave me the keys as he snuck out of his class. He flipped them to me. I went through the entire ring. I found the master key. And it pretty much, what a master key did is it opened every locked door at the high school. Me and my friends wanted to play basketball on a Saturday at 3 in the morning, we could. So the band was selling M&Ms for 75 cents a box to go to the Cherry Blossom Parade. And somehow I obtained large quantities of the aforementioned band candy and sold them for 50 cents. Supply and demand, it's capitalism at its finest. So me and my buddy Marek, we went by the term, this is how sad we were. We went by the team name. We branded ourselves. We were the Golden Boys. And pretty much I watched the movie Night at the Roxbury, one of my favorite funny movies, Senseless Joys, I guess, because it's pretty much the story of our lives.
What is love?
Oh, yeah.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Okay.
Don't hurt me.
That's exactly what's going on. 17 years old. Stupid. Thought we knew it all. Overestimating our importance to the rest of mankind. The head bop. Doing it right now. You ladies want some of this? Huh? How about some of this? You want some tickets to the gun show, ladies? Why don't you go ahead and feel my shirt? It's made of boyfriend material. All right, quit it. Just stop it, would you please? Jesus. We're at the Holiday Inn right now. I'm that guy. 55 years old. Sweaty armpits. Got my tie down. Just stop. Thank you for stopping. It's good. All right. So that's the story on that. And because of the statute of limitations, what I just said may or may not be true. But I think, you know what? I'm going to jot this down right now. I think we should be doing like one high school story a week. Yeah. Well, it's a shocker, but they believe that China, the Chinese, are not telling the truth about how many people have the coronavirus. Yeah, and oh, by the way, too, it has nothing to do with beer, and I'm not just saying that to be coy. There's idiots out there that think the beer causes the virus. These people have access to the internet. These people vote. These people actually drive. Can we just talk about how you do or don't get the virus?
How worried should we be at this point?
I think at this point you should listen definitely to the news, listen to the health authorities, what they're saying, but don't be too terribly concerned about it, because putting it in perspective, there's one case we know about here in the United States, a lot of suspected cases, but what you're seeing here is you're seeing the word has got out to physicians. They're starting to look at everybody, and anybody that has any symptoms and they've been near this area, they're going to start testing for them. And so that's why you're seeing more and more of these cases. Things that 2 months ago would have slipped through and it was just a cold.
Yeah.
Now they're looking at maybe it could be coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. Where is the news here? You don't trust the Chinese. They aren't going to start being honest now. What they need to do, the Chinese, stop eating bats and snakes. Bats and snakes are not on the poo-poo platter. If you ate a fucking cat, you would not be sick. I would put on a hazmat suit. People would move out of the way. Just man, imagine that. If you walked into a bank with a hazmat suit and everybody's like, you're first in line. Grammys were on Sunday. 20 million people watched. So that's 20 million people would mean that's up about 10% from last year. When I was doing radio, all right, again, I was very, very good at it. Very successful. I would have to watch this shit. These award shows every single year, and I would just absolutely dread that. A bunch of disconnected, self-indulgent narcissists moaning and groaning for 3 hours. But so this 17-year-old kid was the big winner,
and the Grammy goes to Billie Eilish. When we fall asleep, where do we go?
Producer Phineas O'Connell.
I have no idea who this person is. She looked miserable. Looks like she enjoys vaping. Looks like she has thoughts of cutting herself. Yeah, basically a typical teenager, all right? Now, here's the thing. She may have won 5 Grammy Awards, but look here, lady. When I was 17, I had a master key to my high school. Yeah, that is absolutely winning right there. Let me go. Oh. And we're back, ladies. All right, it's trivia night at Holiday Inn. It's trivia, it's bingo, it's both. It's Trivingo, I tell you. Stop it, nah. See? Yeah, Milli Vanilli, by the way, won a Grammy, all right? Yeah, they did. Alanis Morissette, I don't know. Yeah, she was once, she was young and misunderstood, and then she was angry, and, you know, okay, all right. Well, we can't end the podcast without making a funny phone call. And let's be honest, there's nobody in the entire world that is better at this than me. There's no act. When they do the funny phone calls on radio, they're freaking actors. They're not real. These aren't real people, all right? They're lying to you. They pay for a service. They trade commercials so they get these actors and actresses to pretend like, oh, my God, I'm part of a phone tap. Ooh, please. I'm the real deal. If you don't know the story about the penis man, Tempe police finally caught the penis man.
One tag showing up all over is penis man.
Everything that you see highlighted.
I know. Hold on a second. Okay, this is good. It's a tag. So the guy's running around Tempe and he's spraying penis man on all these signs. And okay, there you go.
One tag showing up all over is penis man.
Everything that you see highlighted in light green.
In the last month alone,
about 40 plus or minus tags that we've responded to.
The moniker deemed explicit and provocative, painted on abandoned buildings, yeah, city dumpsters, old couches.
Funny.
Emma Renz.
Gross.
Has seen it herself.
It was like on the side of the road.
She wasn't concerned about her, though.
I'm gonna see my little siblings reading it. You know, I just think it's not very appropriate.
Get ready for the boyfriend.
But her boyfriend, Brady.
That's for me, I feel like it's okay to think it's funny, but for the whole city, I think it's probably good they're getting rid of it.
There's street art, and then there's just being obnoxious, and I think that that's what that guy's doing.
How about that lady, that second lady, huh? How freaking annoying was she?
And of course I'm intolerant. I'm a Jew.
And you know the girlfriend bitched the boyfriend out for hours after that, right? Let's find out what happened here. I think that we'll call the Tempe Police Department non-emergency line. This is real. Two, ring-a-dingy.
Tempe Police, do not hang up. The next available operator will assist you. Policía de Tempe, permanezca en línea para el siguiente operador disponible.
Tempe Police.
Oh, okay, went through. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What can I do for you?
Somebody told me on TV that you guys caught Penis Man. Is that true?
Yep.
Okay. What was he hard to catch, or?
I have no idea. I wasn't here.
Oh. Is he released now, or what's happening?
I don't know. You have to contact the sheriff's office. He was booked into there.
Oh, okay. What do you know if he was being cocky, or?
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Rumor has he was being a dick. Is that true, or?
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, I guess
I'll
not.
Go ahead and disconnect. Thank you.
Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you very much. No sense of humor. Come on. Trying to be a funny guy here. Trying to be funny. I don't know what to say. I'm just trying to spread a little cheer, my friends, a little happiness. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate this very much. Can you forward the podcast? Do me a favor and forward the podcast to people that you love, that you hate, that you want to irritate. It doesn't matter. We're looking for publicity and exposure, all right? Radio Danny on Facebook. That's how you get a hold of me, Radio Danny on Facebook. If you're feeling brave, if you're feeling good about yourself, I have a 24-hour comment line. Look at the giant logo for the podcast. The number is there. Call it anytime, 24 hours a day, 24 days, seven hours a week. It's brilliant. Okay. As you can tell, I need all the help I can get.
Have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.